Turn the page, and we talked about a different issue, which was a mimer of Rav. So Amar Rav Chanina Saba or Rav Chinina Saba Mishmei de Rav Kol Hashana Kula, all year long. So if we didn't know this, person should say Akel Hakadosh and Melachayev Tzedakah and Mishpat. But Asara Yamim Sheben Rosh Hashanah LeYom HaKippurim, we should say two different things. First Hamelach Hakadosh and Hamelach Hamishpat. The Amar Rabbi Lazar Afilo Amar Hakel Hakadosh Yata Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Kadosh Atav Nurah Shemecha Vein Elohim Ibaladecha Kakasuv Vayigva Hashem Tzvakos Bamishpat VeHakel Hakadosh Nikdash Bitzdaka Chata Hashem Hamelech Hakadosh. There it is. Okay, very good. So it's right there in the Amida, right, all of them. So Reb Lazar says Hakel HaKadosh is acceptable, even though he totally is Moda, if you want, we'll miss you. To Vayigva Hashem Tzvakos Bamishpat, he's totally Moda to that Nakuda, that the Asar Yamim Shebin Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim are a time of Mishpat, and yet Hakel HaKadosh is still acceptable. As far as challenging, you know, Hamelach HaMishpat, there's radio silence. It doesn't sound like that's even up for debate. So then the Gemara says, Mai Haviyala. So everybody understood Mai Haviyala to mean, wait, given the fact that Rav and Reb Elazar are having this machlokes, how do we paskin? So fortunately, there was a subsequent machlokes that helped us clarify the matter, because there's a machlokes between Rabba and Rav Yosef. We generally paskin like Rabba. So Rabba says, you know, Hamelach HaKadosh and Hamelach HaMishpat, and Rav Yosef says, you keep the girsos from the rest of the year, namely Hakel HaKadosh and Melech Oev Tzedakah HaMishpat. The Gemara says Hilchas HaKirabah. So again, that most everybody understood there to be two levels to the Machlokas, Rav and Rav Lazar, and then Rav and Rav Yosef. The Baal HaMor said, no, my Havila just means that, you know, in the subsequent Gemara, there's a Machlokas, very difficult. The Ramban holds his feet to the fire for that. And Baal Mora was the only one who felt that Rav and Rabbi Lazar were basically saying the same thing, and the Chatchila wanted to change, but Bidi Ebed one did not need to do so. Come back to that in a second. And then in terms of the Machlokas between Rav and Rav Yosef, even Rabba just saying the Din L'Chatchila, but not the Din L'Ikuva, that you'd absolutely have to do so. But again, the normal reading of the Gemara, which again, all of the Rishonim basically accept, the Balei HaTosus and the Rif and the Ramban and the Ravid and the Rosh, everybody, and the Rambam, everybody basically accepts, and therefore the Mechaber, that we have two levels to the Machlokes, and it's a Machlokes Le'ikuva, and not just in terms of Lechatchila, and therefore you must absolutely say Hamelech HaKadosh and Hamelech HaMishpat. Now the Balei HaTosus will go further, they'll say, but we think that the Dalet Osafo is Achreinu, and Nichamocha, and Uchsov, and Besefer Chayim, Bracha V'Shalom are also included in the basic concept of Cholam Mishanim, Matbeya Shetavu Chachamim, Eno Yotzei Yidei Chova. So, and even if you're Mesubuk about those, based on the Yerushalmi and Tainis, that Kol She'ein B'Shloshim Yom, Eno Lamud, and since you don't have 30 days here, you only have 10 Mikey, which is only how much of the time? What fraction? Yeah, very good. One third of the time, right? So even misafik, you'll have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. So the Balei HaTosos quote a dissenting view, but they reaffirmed their view in the Gemara and Daf Lamed Daled, and the Rosh was the one who was most vocal in expressing the idea that there's no way that this is possibly true. Kol Mishanim Yaveh Shetavu Chachamim is restricted to things that appear in the Gemara, and the Rosh uses a colorful term to express his befuddlement at the position of Balei HaTosos when he says, Utmihani, right, that I'm astounded that they could have said such a thing, not just that it's, you know, it's really a very shocking thing. And we noted that this is really the Rosh Lashitaso, because the Rosh in general is very skeptical of making brachos that first appear in the period of the Gaonim. So to say that something which isn't a bracha, but is a, you know, a mamar that comes at the Gaonim could be ma'akev, it's difficult, and we confirm this based on the Rambam, because the Rambam, in the space of paskening Hamelach HaKadosh and Hamelach HaMishpat Li'ikuva, notes that there were minhagim to say these other hosafos as well. So that's a little bit of a tangent, but an important yediyah klalit, as it were, about issues in the Gemara versus issues that come up in a post-Talmudic era and reasons to differentiate between between those areas. Okay, so anyway, you know, just to get to the riff for a second, so the riff makes a general argument that we paskin, of course, like Rabba and like Rav. So the halacha, there's not so much changes that for the riff. He doesn't have any notion of the Dalet or Safos, but he does introduce a girsa for Rabbi Elazar that opened the door for Rabbeinu Yonah and subsequently for the Rama. So what he says, Rabbi Elazar says, afilu amar akel hakadosh and akel hamishpat yatzi dechovah. So it's a difficult girsa because the pasuk only justifies hakel hakadosh nikdash b'tzedakah. We don't have a great answer for that. We could speculate, but we don't have a great answer. So Rabbeinu Yonah jumped in and said, ah, so when the riff came along at the end and said v'hilchasa kirabah, that you must say amelach hakadosh, a very difficult argument, and amelach hamishpat, it was relative not to what Rav Yosef necessarily said, but what was implied earlier in the Gemara by Rabbi Elazar, hakel hamishpat and hakel hakadosh. Now again, it's very funny because we start out with Rav saying kol hashana kula, you say melech olev tzedak hamishpat, and now you change to melech hamishpat, and kol hashana kula hakel hakadosh, and now you change to melech hakadosh, and you end up, you know, saying that Rav's mimer is effectively litzdadin, that only one is lechatrila and one is the ikuva. It's a very funny reading, but Rabbeinu Yonah says, in his opinion, since you said melech olev tzedak hamishpat, it wasn't optimal. We all agree it's not optimal, but you don't have to go back and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei because you were maskir malchus. So similarly, the Rama had this idea that kel ohev tzedakah and mishpat was not going to cut it. And we had this whole discussion, is that because it's a uniquely weak girsa, that kel ohev tzedakah and mishpat, is basically just his way of reiterating what Rabbeinu Yonah said, that as long as you're maskir malchus, so melech ohev tzedakah and mishpat, he says explicitly, is going to be okay, but we couldn't be sure about hakel hamishpat. So we know for Rabbeinu Yonah that's gufo when you're not yotzei kel hamishpat because you're not maskir malchus, and for sure kel ohev tzedakah hamishpat. So we had a svara that was picked up by the Taz to say maybe kel hamishpat was actually a little bit different, and we'll get back to that in a moment. So what is the difference anyway between melech hamishpat and melech ohev tzedakah hamishpat? Not the first person to ask that question. That was the question of Rabbeinu Yechiel Achiv. So Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Asher ben Yechiel Balaturim, he said, Dad, what's all this about? Why, I mean, you know, I don't really get it. Why would we change? So he says, and then I found in the Machzer Vitri, Talmud of Rashi, that, you know, B'shar Yemos Hashana, you know, he's Melech Oiv Tzedakah Mishpat, but now he's actually the Shofet who's judging the world. If we look originally in Rashi, we found that Rashi said, and I think in an even sharper way, but you definitely hear the echoes in the Machzer Vitri, that the only reason you change from Hakel HaKadosh to Melech HaKadosh is secondary to the real change, which is from Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat to Melech HaMishpat. Because he is now judging the world, so we, since he's Mara Malchuso, that's why we change Kel HaKadosh to Melech HaKadosh. So we had basically two diukim, one from the Gemara itself, that Rabbi Elazar never challenged Melech HaMishpat, and second from Rashi, that Hakel HaKadosh to Melech HaKadosh is really secondary, right, Eitan, to the idea of Melech HaMishpat, as saying that the defining attribute of these days is not really tshuva, but the reason that we do tshuva is because you have a melech who's actively judging the world. So calling them the Aseres Yemei Tshuva is kind of an anthrocentric description. We'll get to this more in a second, but if you really want to describe the essence of these days, the essence of these days is the fact that the melech is Yoshev Al Kisei Din, and more on that in just a moment. In terms of some other theories that were out there, in terms of Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat and Melech HaMishpat, so we just talked about Rashi and the Machzer Vitri, there were two deis in Rabbeinu Manoach. First day in Rabbeinu Manoach means, you know, generally Hashem loves when we conduct ourselves righteously, Tzedakah Mishpat, but this time of year he takes the bull by the horns and he is Koveya Mishpat himself. The other day is really interesting, and this is where the Kel HaMishpat perhaps becomes a viable gears. He says, what you really want to say is, Hu HaMishpat. He is the definition of Mishpat. Just like you would say, God doesn't read the Encyclopedia Britannica, or these days you would say Google, and then he becomes smart. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Chachma, right? So Hashem is Mishpat. So Sarah said another possibility on the basis of the Taz, where the Taz says he wouldn't feel comfortable being Somech on the Ramah. He would say you should probably repeat the Shemona Esrei, because the vast majority of the Rishonim in the simple reading of Gemara is that Melech HaMishpat is Li'ikuva. So he suggests that Tfilas Nedava as a kind of a solution to the problem, repeating if a person said Melech Ohev Tzedako Mishpat. But the Taz says, well, maybe it's like the Ramban in the beginning of Parsha Shoftim, that, you know, when Dayanim are in Chutz La'aretz, right, it's like, you know, there is no Bezdin Kavua. And so you could either have an ad hoc court or go to Israel. So he says, God is like an ad hoc court the rest of the year. If you force him to, he'll take up the ledger. But really, you know, during these 10 days, Asar Yamim Sheben Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim, Vayikva Hashem Tzvakos Bamishpat, that's when he's the Bezdin Kavua. I made a final suggestion on the basis of the Ramban at the beginning of Dvarim, Kya Mishpat Lelokimu. The Ramban develops his famous idea about Shlichus. Hare Ma'altam B'Shlichuso. If you somehow fear man and do not fear God. So that's the Ramban's idea. Hare ma'altem b'shlichuso. So I suggested maybe ohev tzedaka o mishpat relates to the idea that Hashem is willing to delegate, but during this time of year, mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not willing to delegate for purposes of shlichus. Okay, so those are all interesting ideas, and we said maybe, that second day on Rabbeinu Manoach is mashma from the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Amud Beis, when we get to the descending views about there not actually being Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, right? Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al Adam Lemor. So we had Hashem Elokim precludes the possibility of Odeh Zarah, Birkas Hashem, and also that Ani Hashem Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al HaAdam Sheyehei Moray Aleichem. If Hashem Be'atzmuso is Mishpat, so then maybe that's Mechayev us in Dinim as well. Contra Rashi's interpretation, Rashi ties it back to the issue of Shei Moray Aleichem, meaning Lo Saguru Mibneish. Again, very tentative suggestions. What was a little bit less tentative, I think quite clear in the end actually, is picking up on this theme. What we're trying to do during these Shirim is to establish the basic identity of the days is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shofet the world. So that's an explicit Mishnah already in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, that Be'echar B'tishrei Kol Bayi Olam over in the fun of Kivnei Maron. And that is the essential feature of the day, as the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah. And beyond that, there's a machlokes in the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah about the Seder Brachos between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, you put Malchios into Kedushas Hashem, right? Hamelech HaKadosh. Ephraim just told me something really interesting. You should ask him about it after Shir, about maybe, you know, echoes of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in the liturgy. But be that as it may, Rabbi Akiva responds quite vigorously to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. We'll get to that in a moment. But his scheme in the end is Kedushas Hayom v'kol el Malchios ima. Melech al kol haaretz mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. He doesn't say Zichronos factors into Kedushas Hayom. Says that Malchios factors into the Kedushas Hayom. And Noam Barinholtz pointed out that it's really very logical. Because if you look at the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tezayin, you know, Imru lefanei Malchios Kedesha Tam Lichuni Aleichem, Zichronos Kedesha Tala Zichronechem lefanei Letova. We don't say, you know, what we want, you know, what we essentially are trying to do is to have Hashem, you know, remember us so that therefore he could be the Melech. No, that doesn't even make any sense. It's incoherent. Hashem is the Melech, and once he's the Melech and he's judging us, because Malchus and judging, you know, go hand in hand, hence Shlomo HaMelech davening, that he should have a Lev Shomea, ki miyuchal lishbot es ha'am ha'kaved hazeh. So once he's already judging us, we want him to remember us in the best possible way. And oh, by the way, what do we use for that? What's the tool? Bameh b'shofar. So the dominant theme, again, this is just building off Rabbi Akiva and the Mishnah, the dominant theme is really one of Malchios. And the shofar that we use is a shofar that's perfectly calibrated, both for Hashem to remember us, because he's the king, in the most positive way possible, shofar shel ayil, which according to the Rambam is li'ikuva, according to the Torah is a mitzvah mina muvchar, according to the Rabbit is even necessary, according to the mechaber is the only way of performing the mitzvah lichatchila. So different shitos there, but the Rambam is the most impressive. But shofar shel ayil isn't just kedesh eskor lachem akedes Yitzchak ben Avram, but we went even further. But it's really a kiyum of Malchios, because Malani Aleichem Kiilu Akaditem Atzmechem Lefanai. It shows that you're willing to make the ultimate statement. The most a soldier can ever do for his melech is to lay down his life for his melech. Mala ani aleichem ki lo akad tematzvachem lefanai. After all, kabbalas malchus shemayim bechol nafshecha afilu hunotelas nafshecha. And of course, you know, if you were, you know, as you were paying attention the last 2 days to shofaros, all the psuke shofaros are taken from Mamad Har Sinai, you know, which is the moment that we accepted a Kadosh Baruch Hu as our melech, as we read together in the Ramban. All three psukim are from the same section of the Torah. V'chol ha'am roim esakolos esalapidim v'eskolas shofar v'kol shofar holeich v'chazek ma'od v'hi b'yom ha'shishi b'yos ha'boker v'kol shofar chazak ma'od. It's all from that section when we accepted the malchus of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the shofar shel ayil is both the ideal zikaron, but it's also a very profound statement of malchios that Avram and Yitzchak were willing to do the impossible. And for us, by association, when we take the shofar shel ayil, we're making a statement about our willingness to do the same thing. We also said that there are 18 yamim sheyachid kore bahem es ha'halel, that the Kedushas Hayom itself, as opposed to the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav or Shechitas Karban Pesach, where the Kedushas Hayom Ba'atzmo is Mechayev HaHalel. And the Gemara couldn't figure out, what about Rosh Hashanah? The Kedushas Hayom should be Mechayev HaHalel, because it's Ikdash V'asiyas Malacha, and it's a Moed, and there's a Karban, Parachad, Ayil Achad, Kivasim Neshana, Shivat Mimim, Sirizim Echad L'Chatas, why no Halel? So we said, no, that's goof of the point. The Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah is Moneya Halal. It's not that the Kedushas Hayom is Mechayev, but there's some extrinsic din that gets in the way of Halal. But the Kedushas Hayom is to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But once you assume that, Efshar Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Din Sivrei Chayim V'Sivrei Meisim Psuchim Lefanav Yatem Omer Mishira. So this is the, it's not, there's some external din that gets in the way of Halal, but the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah itself prevents Shira, because as the Rambam notes, the Yemei Yira V'Fachad V'Tshuva. But they're not only Yemei Yira V'Fachad V'Tshuva. And this is where we got into what I thought was like sort of the elegant part of the whole thing, that Klal Yisrael are Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a unique way. Three times in the Torah, these are the three psukim that you find in Malchios, Kadosh Baruch Hu is called a Melech. Hashem Yimloch Yolam Va'ed. Then we have Hashem Elokavi Moos through us Melech Mo. Then we have Ahiv Yishu and Melech. So the Yerushalmi, we'll start there, quotes the name of Shimi. I'm Rabbi Simon, and he says that, you know, Benoik Sheba Olam, that if you're coming in front of the Melech, what you'd want to do is you'd be Misatev Shchorim, and you'd be Lovei Shchorim, and you'd be Shari Betainis, and you know Zekano Megudal. And you'd be, you know, quaking and shaking. And Yisrael einan chein, rather the loshim levanim, misatfin levanim, and you throw in the pasuk in Nechemya, they're you know, eating ma'adanim and mamtakim, and they're sending gifts around, and you know, they're not crying, and they're not mourning. Chedvas Hashem hima uschem. So what's all this about? So the Yerushalmi says, Yodim b'kadosh baruch hu she'osa lahem nisim, that we know that God is going to pull it out for us in the end. Why do we know that? That's the pasuk. Usiruas melech bo. Rashi says lashon reyes v'chiba. Remember, Rabbi Adler was in Shir. He said the Rav just explained yom trua really means the day of friendship. That's not soser the point of malchios. In fact, it was Reb Chaim himself who first said that the reason that the Torah doesn't describe the ma'isa mitzvah blowing the shofar is because the ma'isa mitzvah blowing the shofar and the mechayiv is really to be mamlech hakadosh baruch hu. So the Torah stayed away from the ma'isa mitzvah. Really, the theme of the day is it's a day of being mamlech hakadosh baruch hu b'meh b'shofar. The shofar is a tool that we use for purposes of malchios, because it takes us back to Mamad Har Sinai and what I explained about the shofar shel ayil being the ultimate malchios moment in terms of notal snashachan kabbalas malchus shemayim. That was Reb Chaim didn't say that part. I'm just adding that on to the basic gisha. So usruas melech bo. So the point is, when we're mamlech hakadosh baruch hu, we do it in a way that reflects that he's not just malkenu, but also, if you will, avinu, and he's going to somehow get us off. There's going to be protectia. There's going to be a nepotism involved. Yodim shakadosh baruch hu salanism. All of a sudden, the charge sheet disappears. All of a sudden, you know, there's a chain of custody issue, and the evidence is invalidated. Yodim shakadosh baruch hu salanism. The second point that we made, we'll conclude with this, is that the other pasuk of Malchus, Vayhi Vishun Melech Visasev Rashiyam, Yachad Shivtei Yisrael. So the Ramban, Rashi actually quotes it as well, But the Ramban really says this pasuk is a reference to Mamad Har Sinai. You know, Isha Chad B'Lev Echad, when we were all gathered together. So that's when we were Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And any subsequent time that we want to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you have to be unified. So we quoted the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Daled. You know, how did we get from 9 to 30, right? 9, based on the fact that it says, Zichron Trua, Yom Trua, Vavarta Shofar Trua, Vavarta, and then Taviru Shofar Vavartacha means Pshutal Avana Pshutal Achara. So you have 3 Truas, and Pshutal Avana Pshutal Achara in front of each of them, that's 9. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Daled says the problem is, you know, in terms of what is a trua? Is it Ginuchei Ganach? Is it Yulei Yalel? Is it Ginuchei Galach Yulei Yalel? Can't be Yulei Yalel and Ginuchei Ganach because nobody cries that way. So the Rambam says, yeah, Savik Darais L'Chamra. Really, we had no idea what we were doing until Rabbi Abba came along and said, let's make some Seder here. And that's why we do what we do. So Rav Haigon said, we don't like that. Do you mean to tell me until the 4th century that Klal Yisrael wasn't the kind of the mitzvah of Tkiyah or Shmiyas HaShofar or Rosh Hashanah? Can't be. So he says, all Rabbi Yavel wanted to do is Shalom Nira Kechaluka Bifnei Hayadiyoto. So the way that I wanted to explain that was that maybe it wasn't just a din klali, maybe it was really a din prati, because if you assume that Shofar, Bameh, B'Shofar, is a tool to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you really have to be unified, you can't have Chiluke Deos when it comes to the basic mitzvah of shofar. Maybe you can have some fancy frills at the end, you know, and do the shvarims of 5 instead of the shvarims of 3, as some people do, you know, to accommodate some of the Rav's perspectives about this. But the bottom line is that unity is a fundamental part of the shofar, because the shofar is really a din in being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vayhi Vishruin Melech B'Sasef Rashayam Yachad Shivtei Yisrael. Okay, so now comes the Kutei Gra. We said, oh, isn't that nice? Because we have 2 Gemaras that refer to Asara Yamim Shebin Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. We have the Gemara Bachos Yibbeis Amid Beis, Vayigba Hashem Tzvakos Bamishpat. That it's a time of Mishpat, it's a time of Sefer Chaim, Sefer Mezim Suchim Lefanav, time of Yerav Afachad V'tshuva, that, you know, there's a sense of total trepidation, our lives are hanging in the balance, you know, Ezo LaRav, Ezo LaCherev, and you know, it really is very frightening, you know, Ve'atem Omrim Shira. And on the other hand, we have the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches, Dirshu Hashem Yimatzo Karov B'Yoso Karov. That it's Gufa at this time when he should be most distant, right? Is a judge allowed to tell the defendant, oh, by the way, if you do X, Y, and Z, I'll exonerate you, because, you know, that he'll be disbarred and he'll be, you know, thrown out of, you know, the judiciary, and he'll have to, you know, go do something else with his career, because that's the definition of Shochad and Lo Sakiru Fanim Bamishpat. So isn't it beautiful that the 2, you know, Gemaras that we have in Shas about Asar Yamim, Shaben Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, are at once dialectical, they're total opposites. Vayigva Hashem Tzvakos Bamishpat. He's totally elevated, he's distant, he's a melech, right? We're scared and we're afraid. And on the other hand, Dirish Hashem Bimatso Kira'u B'Yoso Karov, Elu Asar Yamim, Shaben Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. What we try to explain is that's the unique dialectic of the 10 days. On the one hand, he's the Melech, but he makes himself uniquely accessible during this time. That's the paradox, if you will, of this time of the year, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu isn't a Melech in a traditional sense, but that's the Usruas Melech Bo. It's Reyes Uchiba. It's not a natural form of Malchus. It's a form of Malchus that really betrays the fact that he's not only or exclusively our Melech, he really is in a loving relationship with us as well. And we tied that in the end to the Rambam about the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, quote-unquote, because that describes what we do. And he says, it's Ketz Mechilo Uslichal Yisrael Lefika Chayavin Hakol Lasos Tshuva. That the Mechayiv, in terms of Tshuva, is the fact that Hashem gave us the opportunity. Hashem didn't sit on an antiseptic Kisei Mishpat, you know, Vayigba Hashem Tzvakos, raised way up above. But at the same time, as he was elevated, he was also very imminent, very nigh. Dirshu Hashem Yimatzo, Kira'u B'Yoso Karov. And the Ramban made that comment in his Perish Al HaTorah. In the Psukim, in Parshas Vayera, he says, you know, when Avram was pleading for Sodom, you know, what Avram realized is that it would be impossible, Chalil Alach Mesos Davar Kaza, Lamis Tzadikim Rasha. What he wasn't sure was how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to function in terms of Shofet Kol Haaretz. He didn't realize that Hashem was prepared to act, you know, Birachamim, Vayigba, Hashem, Yud Hey Vav, then Hey, right, the Shem Harachamim Bamishpat, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always integrate that into his relationship with the world. But as we noted, Usruas Melech Bo, very much specifically for Klal Yisrael. Okay, so that was